Comedy Capers.
And thank you, and here we are, and this time we all wear false whiskers and green glasses, and we all carry microscopes, because this edition of Comedy Capers is dedicated to mystery plays. You know the stage plays where mysterious doors open in the wall, and long, skinny hands reach out and clutch for the beautiful heroine? Oh, I'm beginning to get afraid of myself. But let's let the ensemble raise the curtain on the show as it sings the question the detectives are always asking, who? Thank you. There's no mystery about this show, however, for the first act will be Clark and Cleary, the two-man stock company. The stock company from the stock yard, presenting the famous chiller, The Mystery of the Kitchen, or Who Put the Cat in the Coffee Pot? Clark and Cleary.
Take care, beware.
Clark and Cleary are on the air.
Hidden panels, creaking doors, weird whirs. Dark passages and freakish faces appearing mysteriously and then fading into the eerie stillness of the night. Mixed a lot, and what have you got? A mystery play. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we dramatize for you the combined careers of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and the monster Frankenstein. Our scene opens in Dr. Jekyll's study.
You sent for me, Dr. Jekyll?
Yes, Rogers. What news do you hear of Frankenstein?
It's rumored about, sir, that he's going from hamlet to hamlet, scaring the heck out of people.
Something has got to be done, Rogers, to rid humanity of this devil in human form.
Yes, sir, but what's to be done, sir?
Good, Rogers. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. What is to be done?
If you don't mind, sir, I have a couple of suggestions that might possibly work out, sir.
Of course I don't mind, Rogers. What are they?
Well, I thought, sir, that I might find out where this Frankenstein is.
Yes.
And then I could sneak up behind him, sir.
Yes, yes. And then?
And then, sir, I could say, boo, quick like, and that would startle him. Yes, yes, that would startle him. And in his confusion, he would, well, we could overpower him.
Oh, yes. Go up and say, boo. Well, that might work out all right. What's the other idea?
Well, sir, I thought if we could confront him with Big Bill Ozark.
Oh, Bill Ozark. Now, he'd be afraid of Bill, wouldn't he?
No, sir. He'd laugh himself to death, sir.
I see. You've a brilliant mind, Rogers, but I don't think it'll work.
Well, it was just a thought, sir.
Rogers, you are the only person alive that knows of my dual personality. You and you alone are the one and only individual that knows of the potion that makes me that repulsive character, Mr. Hyde.
Oh, the stuff they drink nowadays can make anything out of you, sir.
Rogers, I haven't one of the powders left that I use to restore me to my normal self. Once I enter into the personality of Mr. Hyde, I can never return again.
Well, sir, why don't you lay off the potion then, sir?
No, Rogers. I'm going to transform myself into the fiendish Mr. Hyde for the last time.
But, sir,
And then I'm going to confront this monster Frankenstein, and in my frenzy, I'll tear him limb from limb.
But, sir, whom shall I battle for when Dr. Jekyll is gone?
Oh, it's all in the interest of humanity, Rogers, and no sacrifice is too great for that.
It shall be as you wish, Doctor.
Bring me the ingredients for the potion.
You're right here, sir.
Good. Inveigle this Frankenstein here to the house. And after he's been here for 5 minutes, if I don't come out, set fire to the house. And now I quaff. Goodbye, my faithful Rogers.
Goodbye, sir. It's a terrible thing. And if you'll pardon me for saying so, sir, I think you're nuts.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, may I describe to you the meeting between these two arch fiends, Frankenstein and Mr. Hyde. They are approaching each other from opposite sides of the room. Oh, they are hideous things embodying all that is filth and repulsion. Closer and closer they come, both bent on the destruction of the other. They are ready for the kill. Now, they are almost touching. Oh, I can't look anymore. They are wrapping their huge arms around each other and then...
Frank, why didn't you tell me it was you?
After listening to Clark and Cleary, the only mystery left is to wonder why they're allowed to run at large. But to get on with the show...
Uh-oh,
the mystery is solved. Here is a murder on its way to be committed. Well, what can I do for you?
Oh, you'll be surprised, beautiful. Oh, would you, if you know what I mean?
Oh, I can't. Listen, you've got to leave me alone. I've got work to do.
Oh, you're telling me? You've got work to do, huh? Well, how are you going to do it?
Well, I was doing all right until you showed up.
Oh, well, now you're doing better. Oh, I could go for you. Well,
I've heard that lots of times, but where could you go for me?
Oh, I'll go home if you'd promise to come up and see me sometime.
Okay, very much say. Listen, do a garbo for me, will you? And thank you, go home.
Oh, I suppose you think I can't do a garbo.
Well, I doubt it.
All right, tall, dark, and handsome, I'll show you. I think I'll go home.
Uh-oh, not bad, not bad. All right, I think you will. And now... Getting on with our mystery play idea, if any, we come to the fortune tellers who sing a non-mysterious song about the Toy Town Admiral.
In the toy department of a little kiddie store,
Dolly Dimple fell in love one day.
Her hero was an admiral, the kind the girls adore.
But one fine day he had to sail away. Dolly Dimple takes the little dolly for my storm.
In his nappy little uniform, it's the little Toy Town Admiral, little admiral, so warm.
With his dinky little sword, hear him shouting all aboard.
There's a teary little dolly's eye. As a dreamboat leaves the shore, see the little Toy Town Admiral come sailing home once more. It's the little Toy Town Admiral, little Toy Town Admiral.
It's the little Toy Town Admiral, little Admiral,
so warm. With his dinky little sword, hear him shouting all aboard.
There's a little dolly
as the dreamboat leaves the shore. Till the little Toy Town Admiral comes sailing home. One.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Very lovely. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the pièce de résistance. Let's travel for a moment to a Hollywood studio where two noted actresses are engaged in a conversation. Here we go.
Listen, Gobble, I'm quite a fan of yours. I'd like you to do a bit of that last scene from Romance. You know, where you're saying farewell to your public.
Oh, yes. I said, sweet ladies and gentlemen, the dear people who have been so good to me, I love you. You're all I have to love in this big world. Tomorrow I go away from here. Maybe I come back again sometime. And maybe not. Who knows? Ah, but if through all your happy, happy lives you carry way down deep in your heart one little thought of me, one golden memory of my song, wherever I am, I shall know it and be glad. You know, in my country, we have a little thing we tell each other. When we say adios, may the roses blossom in your heart until I come to gather them again.
Say, that, well, kind of makes me want to cry or something. Oh, say, look here. Here comes Zazu Pitts.
Oh, dear, there you are, you two. My, Miss West and Miss Garbo. Well, how are you? I've just been helping my little sister with her arithmetic. She has an awful time with her. She says they're Mae West problems.
Why, what does she mean, Mae West problems?
Well, she done them wrong. Say, Miss West, I know why you can't eat ice cream and pickles. It's because you're afraid they might come up sometime.
Well, I guess we'll call it a day after that.
I think I go home.
No, I think we all go home. So it's time to close up the comedy papers for this time.
Who is my happiness? Who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
Yes, sir. The Mystery Play edition of Comedy Capers is all out and over, and this is Tom Poe saying goodbye for this time. And don't forget, the program should name the cast of a mystery play in the order of their disappearance. ¶¶